Ladies and gentlemen, two impressive salvos fired at our food supply today. Our ability to feed our family moving forward, very much affected both by these calls to shut down farms summarily, which is just incredible. And now another virus, an H1N1 variant found in Chinese pork farms. We're going to talk about these because it's important. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Channel. As we descend here into the Great Reset, we actually have activists who are literally calling to shut down all farms. Take a look. Advocates demand Ontario shut down farms as COVID-19 cases soar among workers. Now remember, we're going to flash back to last week here when I was amazed to see Windsor-Essex Premier Doug Ford warn that if farmers in the region didn't start complying with their mandate to start testing all farm workers, that he would proceed to take extreme action against them. Now, he neglected to specify what exactly that meant, but nonetheless, people got their farms and gear and started testing all their farm workers. This was a quote from the National Post last week. And lo and behold, when you start testing thousands of farm workers, hundreds of them seem to test positive, just like the meat factories. So let's go ahead and read here. A single farm has been linked to 175 new cases of COVID-19 in Ontario, reigniting concerns about the rapid spread of the virus among temporary foreign workers, migrant workers, harvest labor. That's how the food gets out of the field and into the food system. I don't know, it's not difficult to understand how this actually works, but the article is completely divorced from reality. Two workers have died from the disease. A third has also died after testing positive, so it sounds like not even from the virus. So let's say two people actually died, and therefore, quote, the industry must immediately cease production. This should be a laughable request. Growing case numbers among farm workers have ignited calls for Ontario to shut down the agricultural sector entirely. Until we can figure this out, guys, two people have died. Until we can have adequate sanitation and safety measures can be implemented, then we should just stop growing all food. Now, nowhere, as I was saying in this article, do we talk about what that means. We hear about how they have 3x3 rooms and it's just not humane, and you know they have rights but not enough, and how the government has a plan to prevent the virus from spreading and it's just not working, and Mexicans are really hard work. What about the food that we're just going to leave in the fields at this point? It's not considered at all in this article because they don't want anyone to think about it. That's the whole point. We should be thinking about the migrant farm workers. And we should be, but not to the exclusion of the survival of society. And this article, like the people in it that they interview, like the news piece here, which I've posted to the Ice Age Farmer Resources channel, so you can check out the local media talking about this, is completely divorced from the reality of food production. It has nothing to do with the fact, it doesn't mention at all that Ontario is the biggest producer in Canada of wheat and of other grain crops, including corn. No, all that happens there, but we don't need the food. We're just going to leave it there because two people died from coronavirus, allegedly. Now, this is happening around the world, folks, and that's the first time you've actually seen such a direct call shut down the farms, which should be ludicrous on its face, but here as we descend into the Great Reset, that's where we are now. We're just going to burn down all the old systems, we're going to call them dirty and infested with virus, and we're just going to leave it behind, and we're going to build the new green sparkling world in front of us. You may have seen also this new virus, an H1N1 variant that was discovered in China today, flu strain with human pandemic potential. And I say you may have seen it because it was trending on Twitter. It was blasted out of innumerable media outlets, with each with their own different demographics. So the talking points went out and it appeared here on Google News, got trending there too. So the talking points went out to the Mockingbird media, talk about this new virus, scare people even more. And while I will not speculate in this video, because it's only been a matter of hours since the initial announcement from the BBC about whether or not this is Plandemic 2, that Bill Gates is already overbubbling at how we're going to take the second one much more seriously.
So we'll have to prepare for the next one. That you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
And he gets the duper's grin. It's disgusting. So whether or not this is Plandemic 2, I won't say. I wouldn't yet expect so, because they're still getting so much mileage out of coronavirus. So why would they mix it up? If anything, and I guess minimally what I think this is more of this other narrative that I've been covering. This meat, like the farms, meat is dirty. It's nasty. That's why they invented lab-grown meat and called it clean meat. But over there on the ranches, that's nasty. Oh, those cows are dirty. And indeed, that's why China is now saying, never mind, we don't want any of the United States meat. As Bloomberg says, quote here, suggesting a potential link between the spread of coronavirus and food. This is the link they're trying to establish right now, with China denying the imports, with this new virus, H1N1, appearing in a pig farm in China. They have told us as much. And I covered this article in a previous video, three ways to launch the factory farm divestment movement, where they say we're going to strip all capital, all money away from big farmers and ranchers of any sort. Now that we've collapsed the economy, we're just going to deprive them of any credit. We're not going to give loans to farmers or small businesses anymore. No, it's only going to be Bill Gates' fake meat, right? In this article, they were justifying this. Look, it has now proven itself to be meat is as harmful to human health as the fossil fuel industry. Pandemics are arising from animal farming. It's an increasing killer, taking the lives worldwide. There's a pandemic pattern here, and there will be more. There's the promise of what we're now seeing today, this new H1N1. So they're just delivering on the promise of their predictive programming when they announce that, oh, there's another pandemic potential found here in meat. It's dirty. Meat is dirty. It's ridden with viruses. We got to get rid of it. You think I'm exaggerating? Look again. Here's, you know, several of these are the world await. Look at that. World awaits deadlier pandemic. Another promise of what's to come. It's pretty much written straight out there for us to read, for those who have eyes to see it. They're mocking us at this point. Factory farms and the next pandemic, pandemic two. Another pandemic, much worse. We saw 100 times worse than COVID-19, is lurking in chicken farms. And as if that wasn't enough, this week there was a new narrative launched as well, building on that one, and it says that your chickens, your pet poultry, your backyard chickens are dirty, and it's dangerous, it's killing people. Here from WUSA9, CDC announces 465 salmonella infections in 42 states, it's everywhere, linked to your backyard chickens. And of course, if anyone gets sick anywhere, then we're going to make these backyard birds illegal. Now, they stop short of actually suggesting that. But as we know, here at the Ice Age Farmer Channel, there is an all-out war, the food wars, on your ability to feed your family, on your ability to grow your own food, on your ability to keep backyard chickens. Here from CNN, one person has died. Ah, shut down all the farms. Take away people's chickens. And 465 people have gotten sick after interacting with their pet poultry. It's very clear that they're trying to establish this link. It's a health risk in the name of public safety and public health. We're going to have to force you to take these coronavirus tests, and we're going to take your chickens, and we're going to shut down the farms. I want to leave it there. I want this to be succinct, and I think this has been clear enough. They are 100% making the case that food, old farms, old ranches, everything from the past that's been traditional agriculture, it's dirty, it's diseased, it's virus-ridden, and it needs to be shut down. And just like they're doing with the economy, they will only rebuild their new, disgusting, transhumanist food sources. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find my work on iceagefarmer.com. Again, let's go build great things and spread the word and grow wonderful, nutritious, abundant food. Be well.